Hi there, and welcome to another episode of If the Phrase Fits. This episode is about misquotes. That is, idioms or proverbs that are said differently from how they were actually first said. The first misquote is, "We're not in Kansas anymore." This expression comes from the famous 1939 movie, The Wizard of Oz. You know, the one where little Dorothy and her dog Toto are swept away by a tornado to a magical world of good and bad witches,
I'm melting,
flying monkeys, and the Scarecrow, Lion, and Tin Man. As several websites note, in the movie, Dorothy actually says,
"Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore."
Yeah, that was me. Hey, I have a very low budget for this show. Anyway, that sentence, what Dorothy said, has been shortened to just, "We're not in Kansas anymore." As an idiomatic expression, someone might say that if they are in a different or unusual setting compared to what they're used to. Sure, the land of Oz is very different from the U.S. state of Kansas, after all. Let me give you for instance. Let's say a couple of regular guys, I'll call them Joe and John, walk into a scientific convention where people are debating Einstein's theories. Joe might say, "John, let's get out of here. I don't understand a single thing they're saying." John might reply, "Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore." Okay, maybe that is not the best example or the best accents, whatever I was trying there. So, moving right along, here's the second expression of this episode. It doesn't come from a movie, but it was famously said in a Hollywood movie. What was that movie, you ask? It was the 1995 movie Apollo 13, starring Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, and the late Bill Paxton. The phrase, as you may have already guessed, is, "Houston, we have a problem." In the movie, Kevin Bacon, who plays real-life astronaut Jack Swigert, says that line after an oxygen tank on the spacecraft explodes, putting the whole mission in danger. The explosion meant the men had to return back to Earth as quickly as possible and not land on the moon as was the original plan. But the real Jack Swigert didn't actually say, "Houston, we have a problem." Here's a recording of what he really did say.
"Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here."
So, what he actually said was, "Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here." There's an understatement for you. But nobody says it that way nowadays. It's just, "Houston, we have a problem." People might say that, "Houston, we have a problem," in a humorous way, when they face some kind of problem. Okay, now for the third misquoted expression of this episode. It's a very famous proverb, and it goes back a very, very long time. In fact, it's from the Bible. The misquote is, "Money is the root of all evil." Now, the website Christianity.com and others tell me that it was said by the Apostle Paul in Timothy chapter 3, verse 10, as, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil." Now, let me try that again. "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." Yeah, it's the Bible, right? So, having money isn't bad. It's the desire to have money or to be rich that's the evil thing. Yeah, that's true. How many news stories or true crime TV shows have you seen where people kill others because they want their money? Right, now it's time to take a look back and briefly summarize the expressions I looked at. The first misquote comes from the movie The Wizard of Oz, and it's, "We're not in Kansas anymore." What little Dorothy actually says is,
"Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore."
To which Toto the dog says,
"Rawr, me too."
No, he didn't actually say that. He doesn't have any lines. Okay, the second idiom was, "Houston, we have a problem." This is what was said in the movie Apollo 13, but what the real astronaut Jack Swigert says was, "Houston, we're not in Kansas anymore." No, that's what he actually said was, "Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here." And finally, I looked at the biblical phrase said by Paul, which is misquoted as, "Money is the root of all evil." In the Bible, it's written as, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." Now you know. And thanks for listening to my podcast. Thanks, too, to Zapsplat.com for the music and sound effects. Catch you next time.